Though solar planes and projects have been met with some skepticism, a look at one of Solar Impulse's promotional films certainly brings a sense of excitement.
To fly day and night with no fuel and no pollution.
After 7 years of development, construction, and test flights, today's mission is to answer a question plaguing solar projects worldwide.
Will they make it through the night?
It's not a challenge to fly with a solar airplane for hundreds of kilometers.
Rudolf Voigt-Nichtmann is a professor of airplane design at the University of Stuttgart.
And the challenge for Solar Impulse, the first major milestone, is to show that the airplane can fly the whole day and even the whole night. And this was not shown up to now with a manned airplane.
Voigt-Nichtmann has been watching Solar Impulse closely and is no stranger to solar planes. In 2003, he broke an unofficial distance record with his own solar plane, flying for more than 200 miles. But this night flight is uncharted territory for this technology.
The most challenging item is to get around the night. That means to start up with an airplane during the day, you have solar energy available, recharge your batteries, and then you can fly through the night because, of course, during the night you don't have any solar energy.
Just as the night flight is a milestone, the Solar Impulse project itself has taken solar plane technology to its most modern and extreme edge.
Mit dem Flugzeug Solar Impulse wollen Flugpionier Bertrand Piccard und der Pilot André Borschberg die Erde umrunden. Diese Computeranimation zeigt,
this report from Schweizer Fernsehen is detailing high-altitude tests for the solar panels affixed to the plane's wings. Also groundbreaking is the size of the plane. Its wingspan is 61 meters, or about half the length of the largest football pitches. Simply, the plane is a giant glider with solar-powered electric turbines and is testing what engineers can do with available technology. The project is spearheaded by Swiss adventurer Bertrand Piccard, the first man to go nonstop around the world in a hot air balloon. He spoke to us at the unveiling of the current Solar Impulse plane last year.
When you do something that has never been done before, of course you're nervous, of course you're anxious. The test will not be directly the big flight. It will be an epic. It will be first 1 meter off the ground, then 2 meters, then 10 meters, then 100 meters, then 1,000 meters, then we'll spend the night in the air, then we'll cross the US, the Atlantic, and then we'll fly around the world.
In other words, the project is taking baby steps, and this night flight is one giant hurdle to overcome. Rudolf Voigt-Nichtmann at the University of Stuttgart says this project will probably not change everyday flight, but could influence technologies to come.
People are seeing, okay, if you can fly with an airplane around the world with solar energy, why you do not do other things with solar energy?
And this flight at night is one flight closer to Solar Impulse's ultimate goal, to circle the Earth. Tony Ganser, World Radio Switzerland, Zurich.